Here now she stands amidst the gathering, in which remiss she remains of any spoken name that may herald fortune, fame, or power, none of which she favors. Instead, she simply stands and savors the fleeting moments of peace and balm, that within this chaos she finds her calm. For amidst the flood of humanity, she clings to the fragile sanity that here, within this pompous crowd, she is, for once, left disavowed, disregarded by any other, while they praise and prim and preen each other. To set sight on her, quite a lady, is the instant thought that one may express. Indeed, she looks the part. But no gold or glitter can quell the heart of one as free as she, for those who know her can attest to her will's glow. Unbound, unbroken, untamed, unyielding to any that seek her chained. And many are there who would see her so, for in this bleak societal throw that some would call prestige or class, there have been many come to pass with whom she has been to lay and serve. But her heart toward none has ever swerved, for their promises empty, and their winded speech is but venom with which their own pleasure to leech. So though her flesh be seemly bought, her heart remains wholly unwrought, save by one alone who'd broken those stalwart walls with little spoken. She sees him, treading through the pool of human waste so vast and cruel, advancing now in her direction with aim to seek her sole discretion. At last, breaching upon her shore, they now stand face to face once more, and in all the cacophony is heard upon a breath a single word. Among all that seeks her deterred, there is none else but that simple uttered, "Friend." No more, no less. And yet it lays upon her breast with greater weight and worth than any whispered lust, for it brings a vow of faith, of trust, that there will be no fear of judge or jest toward any secret that should come to rest upon his ear, or that such slips and shames shall never echo from his lips. And with that assurance comes a silence that speaks volumes, that among this heinous and contrived setting where so many fowl have thrived and sought her in taut and tethered stead, he alone holds her with but a thread. Her heart linked to his by ever fine gossamer, and yet that twine is stronger than the thickest steel chains that others would try to wield. He has her heart. He knows, as she, this truth. But never will he abuse that bond, for there is no vow one can trust which will bend and bow upon a wanted whim. With this both know that upon her will alone it shall grow. And thus he will wait patiently until ready to rest is the heart of she.